This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Bélanger. One of the challenges labour faces as globalisation increases and workers migrate looking for work is how to integrate people of different cultures and races into the union. A unique approach to this challenge is being taken by the United Federation of Danish Workers, known as 3F, and the Canadian Auto Workers, the CAW. Each year, the whole leadership of the Danish Union visits the CAW at its headquarters in Toronto. It does so to learn how the CAW has worked at integrating immigrants, people of color, Aboriginal people, and others such as women workers. I talked to Anthony Sylvester, the Equality Officer for 3F, the Danish Union, and Vinay Sharma from the CAW, the Canadian Union. I asked Mr. Sylvester to describe his union and the situation it finds itself in.
My trade union is 3F. It's called United Federation of Danish Workers, and we have almost 360,000 members. So, within the 360,000 members, almost 11% of them has got a foreign background. That gives us, our union and whole Danish society, huge challenges in order to how to integrate them on the working place, within the society, and how to secure their human rights. Because they are a minority in Danish society, so they have a lot of challenges. But in Denmark or Europe, we are not known as immigration countries because mostly people come out of Europe, not come into Europe. So only last 30 years, we getting newcomers or immigration from Asia, Africa, Middle East. So our knowledge about how to secure their right, how to integrate them on working place, and how to protect them from discrimination is very, very, very low. And I know CAW is doing great job within the human rights issues. So we came here to get to know about the CAW's experience and get the tools and knowledge from them, which we can integrate in our daily work in Denmark.
Can you tell us a bit about what you've learned from the CAW's experiences in integrating workers from different races and cultures?
Oh, we learn a lot of it. Let me give you some view. We have now in Denmark human rights courses, which we didn't have before, and we celebrating 21st of March. It's the UN Anti-Discrimination Days, and we have a leadership courses for the migrant workers or migrant members, which we never had before. And we do have a focus on the United Nations Day of this work that we never had before. So many things, actually, we just get inspired by the CAW's human rights works. Then we try to integrate in a Danish trade union's daily work. So we gain a lot from CAW.
I also talked to Vinay Sharma, the Director of Human Rights for the Canadian Auto Workers, the CAW. I asked Mr. Sharma what the CAW has been doing to help integrate people into the union.
From the early days of organizing, CAW realized and understood that we have different people from different cultures and diverse group of people, and they are all equal union members. So the union make extra effort to make sure that all of those members feel that the union belongs to all of them. It is not that they are outsiders. And the leadership took lot of really good decisions from the beginning to integrate people from various cultures, various different countries who were either temporary workers or immigrants here or citizens and been born here and been many generations of those workers here. We started in the CAW with Aboriginal and Workers of Color programs, women's programs, and so on. The Aboriginal and Workers of Color program is a special program. It's a two-week leadership program. People who are Aboriginal people or Aboriginal sisters, brothers, Inuits, Métis, and also people of color, they are the only ones who go to this program. So they can have their own private space where they can discuss their issues and all the other issues related to union. And then they can bring it back to the whole union, and the whole union gets the knowledge, the experience, the recommendations, and this is where they become part of the whole union. That's just one of the things. But also on the National Executive Board, there are spots reserved specifically for the groups. So we know for a fact that there is at least minimum of one Aboriginal and worker of color on that executive board.
What sort of work is the CAW doing with the Danish Union 3F?
They are working with us, and we are learning from them many things. But this one particular thing, they are really interested in, and they're doing a lot of work on it. Their leadership have taken the similar position as the CAW leadership have, that they really need to be out front and doing this. So they come in here for the last 6 years with their top leadership, including their top negotiators, and they go through the process of creating a program, taking some stuff from us, and making it relevant to their leadership and their membership. And the group also comes here every September, take part in the Labor Day parade, because they experience the real diversity, especially in Toronto when they are here. They also go to visit the certain offices and plants where they see how our anti-harassment programs, how our building a respectful workplace programs, how people, when they have a complaint, how does it go through step by step in those workplaces? They see the practicals. They also work with other labor, Canadian Labor Congress, Ontario Federation of Labor, and so on, especially the District Labor Council of Toronto and York. And they see how Toronto is a union city. And they do the same thing with their leadership to show them that the future of Denmark could be that, because they are dealing with the same things. They are probably a few years behind on the population level that we have here and the diversity level that we have here, but they are very visionary and they can see that. So they want to go on to the same steps, and they are trying to work and doing very successfully, by the way,